This is Honoring Those Who Have Mothered Us by Barbara Child. I don't know about you, but I'm a little bit skittish about holidays that seem to have originated with the greeting card people. That's not true, in fact, of Mother's Day. At least as far back as the 18th century in England, for instance, people celebrated what they called Mothering Sunday, taking a particular kind of cake, a gingerbread man, to their mothers and seeking their blessing. Still today, Hallmark and Company have a way of imposing on us a whole constellation of feelings that may or may not relate to our own experience and the feelings that flow from them. Some of us greet this day with great joy, as a time to honor our mother, who is at our side, or at least no further away than the other end of a telephone wire. Some of us have lost our mothers long enough ago that grief has been transformed into a quiet joy of memories that warm our aging hearts. But some of us encounter this day with more sorrow than joy. Some have so newly lost their mothers that the wounds are still raw. Some know they are on the brink of loss. And for some, this day produces unsought reminders of the mothering that, for them, never was, their relationship with their mothers having been severed in anger or wrung out through years of painful, torturing disagreements and misunderstandings. Some of us know little or even nothing of our birth mother, having grown up with another's care. So when Hallmark people shout into the deepest recesses of our willing or unwilling ears that now is the time to honor our mother, it is no wonder that we don't all respond in the same way. Yet we've all been mothered by someone, sometime. Yes, of course, perhaps by the woman who brought us forth into the world, but perhaps what we remember of our mothering was by another, by a grandparent or aunt or uncle, perhaps. Yes, men can mother too, can love and give and teach by modeling how to be in this world, can lift us up when we are beaten down, can hold us when some monster threatens, can wash our bloodiest knees and spirits. Maybe the mothering that comes to mind this morning was by a teacher or a friend. I invite you now to take a few minutes to think of someone who has mothered you and think to yourself, dear mother or whoever, I honor you today because you... The mystery is that we are all connected, even when we feel apart. Let us rejoice in the common life that makes of the many one. So may it be.